We're back here on Giants.com. It is the bye week, which means we get a chance to talk to the assistant coaches. Right now, we talk to Kevin M. Gilbride, Giants tight end coach. Kevin, obviously a big challenge for you this year. You were dealing with a lot of young players that had a ton of experience besides Daniel Fells. How do you think, as a unit, your tight ends have done so far this year?
Well, I think we've brought a lot to the passing game. We've had our spots here and there in the run game where we've blocked very well, and then spots where we had to do better in conjunction with the offensive line, but my specific area needed to improve. I think we've got a lot more football to go, and we need to continue to progress in the passing game as well so we can make some plays down the stretch and help our team win.
All right, let's hit the guys that are on the roster. Let's start with Larry Donnell. You mentioned blocking in the run game. I spoke to him yesterday. He talked about what a focus that is for him to try to get better. In addition to that, where else are you trying to work with Larry to try to improve?
That's the number one area for me. He has the ability to do it. Where he's really progressed is in the passing game, his confidence level. And we had talked about that in the spring a little bit, but that's, you know, he always had the ability to do it in the passing game. What he needed to do was just get out there and play football and stop thinking so much. And he really has, and he's done a great job in that area. That's where he needs to improve in the run game. He has the ability. He has the footwork. He has the strength. When he plays with confidence and comes off the ball, he does a great job. He just needs to continue to progress in that area.
Now, we saw him blow up, had a couple of big games, then he had a couple of quiet games. Is that just a growing process for a young player where defense is guarding him differently, where teams may be pressing with the line a little bit more? Or is that just, again, a consistency thing with a young player?
No, he wasn't necessarily inconsistent in those games. It was more what the defense was doing, trying to take it schematically, based on the play call, where if he gets a certain coverage, he's going to be the number one target or the second in the progression, and they just happen to call a different coverage. So the quarterback was on the other side of the field. I'd say that was more it than anything else, really.
What kind of stabilizer has Daniel Fells been as a veteran that's been in this league and really is the oldest guy in your room?
He's done a great job in that area. He brings a level of poise to the group and a level of experience, where they can go to him with questions about how he takes his approach to the game, his approach to a certain block, a certain release, a certain route. And so that's brought a great element of veteran leadership in that room.
And finally, what kind of a growth have you seen from Adrian Robinson in practice and the limited time he's had in games?
I've seen a ton. I'm proud of him in the way that he's approached it. It can be frustrating for a young guy who hasn't played much, wanting to get on the field so badly that at times you can have, you can get bitter, because you're a competitor. He's gone through a little bit of that, and then since has turned the page, and now he's back to that great approach that we saw in training camp, and it's working for him. He's getting better in every area of his game, every aspect of his game. But what I'm happiest with is his body control and footwork. He's not plodding around. He's getting his feet on the ground, which has given him the ability to make his blocks in the run game. Now we're working on blow delivery with him. But as he continues to progress, he could be a weapon for us, and we do. He's played more this season than he's played ever in the past. And when he's gotten in, he's played well. So we've continued to have packages for him in the game, in the game plan, and just based on how the game goes, whether he gets to play much or not.
Kevin, best luck in the second half.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Giants tight end coach Kevin M. Gilbride, Giants.com. Stay tuned.